Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is March 15th, 2010. I've been reading in recent days the various texts in the scriptures about Babylon. There's many scriptures that are recorded about this great place, this great entity, this great power. One of the texts is Isaiah 13. And then I was reading in Isaiah 14, Isaiah 47, Jeremiah chapter 50, Jeremiah 51, in the book of Revelations, chapter 17 and chapter 18, we have a picture about Babylon. And I believe this is absolutely important to talk about because there's key things in the scriptures that are stated that are absolutely profound. One of the things is the serious, fierce wrath of God Almighty. It's hard to believe that God would have anger for some people. But if we study the scripture, we see that he has feelings of great love, of great joy, and of great sorrow, and actually broken heart. God has had broken heart because of his own people, Israel and Judah, that went a whoring like a whorish wife departing from her husband. God was broken to the core of his heart over that nation, those nations. But there's a place called Babylon that harms God's people, that is wicked, that has international power, that its tentacles go through all over the world. This is what the scriptures describe Babylon. It has influenced the world like a cup of wine, of wrath, of fornication. And she's made the nations drink this of this abominable filth, and the nations are mad. This is what the Bible says. And what nation has done that? What nation has world influence and has defiled the whole world? Well, as I was reading Isaiah chapter 13, God's saying he's going to destroy Babylon. He's going to judge it severely. That he sends armies from the north and from the far ends of heaven to destroy it. And it will never be inhabited ever again when this is ultimately fulfilled. They come from a far country, the Lord said, from the end of heaven, even the Lord and the weapons of his indignation, to destroy the whole land. Howl you, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travails. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. I don't know what the medical term is, but ladies and gentlemen, when a person's face is like a flame, it's describing distortion, contortion, and severe fear. Behold, the day of the Lord comes cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore will I shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts and in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall be as the chased roe and as a sheep that no man takes up. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone into his own land. And it goes on, it just talks about the destruction from the army that comes upon Babylon. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the fear of the Lord will be established in the earth. And the arrogant and the proud and the impudent and the brazen and those that have shaken their fist in the face of God will be dealt with a severe blow if they will not repent. God's judgment will be far and wide. Extreme, ladies and gentlemen. Extreme. And God's calling every man to repent before the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is the King. He is the Lord. He's the one that laid down his life for the sins of the world. And this is a free offer through grace by faith. And if men and women and even children stand against the Lord and against Jesus Christ, they will have their day. The clock is ticking. As we read these scriptures, it's very clear how God's passion is full of wrath. His indignation burns. And what we must do to avoid this infamy is to repent before the Lord Jesus Christ. God is calling you to hide in him, to come before him, to believe on his Son. He is the Passover, ladies and gentlemen. That the judgment of God was passing over his people that had faith in the innocent lamb as the blood was put upon the lintel and the doorposts. Jesus Christ is our Passover, and the judgment will pass over you if you have faith in him. Otherwise, you will stand on the shores. You will stand on the mountain and the rocks of the caves. Wherever you are, God will find you. This Babylon is a harlot nation. She's increased with goods, has an idleness of time, much food, is proud and boastful, is sensual and devilish, and is full of sorcery as a land of idols. Who does this nation describe? I'm struck by the fierceness of God's anger. You don't want to be experiencing God's wrath. And the wrath of God is upon the children of disobedience right now. But the Spirit of God is going forward, calling men and convicting men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. You can believe on Jesus Christ and have your sins. Though they're like scarlet, they can be washed clean, white as wool. And Isaiah 14 goes on and talks about the judgment of God. In Isaiah 47, God deals with Babylon. She thinks she's a queen. She thinks she'll know no widowhood. But the Lord said, in one day, you'll know both. You will know death and destruction and of your children. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment in one day. The loss of children and widowhood, they shall come upon thee in their perfection for their multitude of their sorceries and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. For you have trusted in your wickedness. You have said, none sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge, it has perverted you. And you have said in your heart, I am, and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. You shall not know from whence it rises, and mischief shall fall upon thee, and you shall not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which you shall not know. Stand now with your enchantments, and with the multitude of your sorceries, wherein you've labored from your youth. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand that the United States of America, from its inception, was crafted and founded by wicked men, and there were trusting men in the Lord? But the wicked men is God is addressing. The wicked ones that have a plan and agenda, and they're full of sorcery. And they have principal boards by which they outline and do magic spells. And when they build their buildings, they cast spirits. And they have their high towers, their obelisks, and their goddess, Ishtar, the Queen of Heaven. She has many names, Columbia, right in front of you, across this nation, Washington, D.C., District of Columbia. Ladies and gentlemen, right there, God's going to deal with the goddesses, the gods, the land of idols, and will confound every single one of them. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now your astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they will be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be unto thee with whom you have labored, even your merchants from your youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter. None shall save you. Yes, there have been people that had faith in God, great leaders. And there's been military men and women that gave their lives to protect this nation. Because the people, the masses, the multitudes, at many times had faith in God. They were salt of the earth. They were praying before the Lord. And there was a constitution of laws that divided power to protect us from tyranny. But there was wicked men that schemed, that did have a false god that followed the dragon. God calls his people out of Babylon, as Isaiah 48:20. Go forth of Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans with a voice of singing. Declare ye, tell this, utter it, even to the end of the earth. Say ye, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. And they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, says the Lord, unto the wicked. Ladies and gentlemen, time of the end is here. The formation of the beast system is rising in control. And they will bring control under a man, of our man-centered system that hates God, that is anti-Christ. And you will not be able to buy or sell without his mark. And you will be called upon to worship his image. And you will be called to sell your soul to this man-centered system that is driven by the dragon himself. And if you do, you will burn perpetually by fire, and the smoke will ascend forever. But God called you to be bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, that you would surrender to him and serve him faithfully in his eternal kingdom. The masses have been sold out. They've been sold out by this Antichrist agenda. It's a universalistic agenda. One world government, one world religion, one world economy. It's a coming. It is a rising in your day. And it will come to pass. Well, there'll be 10 kings working with the beast system. And Babylon will be utterly destroyed by these kings, because God puts it in their heart to destroy her and to burn her with fire. And they will rob her and desolate her. And the people that walk by Babylon will hiss. And the real estate that the people prized will be inhabited by doleful birds screeching. And the oceans themselves will rise with great waves and crash upon Babylon. And it shall burn with fire, and never to be inhabited again, under the fierce wrath of a holy, holy God, as the memory of the great sins of Babylon come before God, and the angels loose the vials of judgment in the last days. At those days, ladies and gentlemen, there will be martyrs that have given their life for Jesus Christ, who will stand up and speak by unction of the Holy Spirit in the face of darkness, and their lives will be sweet-smelling savor to God.